I'm not sure what Logan's doing back there, but...
I'm recording now. I'm Spartacus.
Nice.
Check. Yes,
you're still
perfect.
Pretty quiet.
I think his volume's fine.
No. That made you quieter.
Logan, you need to pick up a cloud lifter.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know what that is, but sure.
Is that basically just a hardware cutoff? Hardware gate?
It is...
Okay, I'm recording now. You can start.
All right. Are we ready?
Am I better? Am I louder now?
You sound fine. All right, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 169, being recorded on June 1st, 2021.
Ayo!
The Council is now 69. In session. And as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With a little background and X to no expertise. Council Kiss, all Council Cast decisions are
council
final.
Council Kisses.
The Council Guesses are final and have no bearing on anything, except for maybe how small Logan is tonight.
He's tiny.
He's so
That's
tiny.
What she said.
Oh my god. I don't know.
That's what she said.
I hope that your volume changes with your size.
I don't.
That's what she said.
This evening, we're going to start with our fantastic science topics. And we're starting off with the Oklahoma lawmaker who's putting out a bounty for capturing Bigfoot. For all of those who don't know what Bigfoot looks like, I'm pulling up a picture on the screen for you.
Maybe, hopefully.
So, Brian, please tell us, how are they going to catch Bigfoot?
You know, I know that you put this in science because you're just trying to razz me, give me a hard time, but a lot of people don't realize this. Bigfoot is a real thing, and this picture is proof.
Brian's related to Bigfoot.
Put Brian's the picture related. Up, Blaine. we're all related to Bigfoot, but... You know.
I mean, at some level, I guess, but yeah, right. Apparently Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey announced that he is going to put out a statewide $3 million bounty for the live capture of Bigfoot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad that they're capturing him live. If they were if it was coming from their neighbors to the south, it would definitely be a dead Bigfoot. So I'm happy that that they're specifying that to claim the bounty, he has to be alive.
Hey, you see that bounty? Yeah, go grab Uncle Lou.
Yeah, it does have to be alive. It won't count. You'll probably have to pay $3 million if you bring in a dead one.
I mean, that would be an endangered species. So
the deal is that Bigfoot is, many people don't know this, but Bigfoot is not just like a beast or an animal. So trapping Bigfoot is just pointless. Bigfoot's IQ is off the charts. They'll never catch him.
That's why he's so elusive, huh?
Very, very smart.
I always thought that Bigfoots were in like the Pacific Northwest and all of the deep trees and forests that are out there. So
that's
what makes
just a conspiracy theory, Dave? That Bigfoots
Oklahoma
have propagated.
That they have
themselves.
The book Bigfoot.
Well, apparently Oklahoma does have an annual Bigfoot festival and conference, so I can only imagine that they attract a lot of Bigfoots during the Bigfoot conference.
Oh. That makes sense.
And apparently, they have a Bigfoot country? I don't know. Apparently, Oklahoma's claiming it. You know, Oklahoma claims a lot of things. And I'm just going to go with
Oklahoma splainin'.
Oklahoma planin'. You know...
Actually, I believe that Bigfoot is in the right category for Oklahoma.
You know, thumbs up for getting Bigfoot in the right Oklahoma category, I guess.
Goodness.
No, I'm upset by this article. Because
it's impossible.
Because I don't think the bounty is high enough for the amount of work it'll take to catch him.
That's awesome. Sure, why not? What if you had to pick your own bounty, what would it be then?
Yeah, what is Bigfoot worth?
$10 billion.
Oh.
Billion?
With a B?
Per Bigfoot.
You can make some bank.
You catch a whole family of big feet? You can make.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
To retire on,
the
I'm
mayor
sure.
of Oklahoma or the governor, the mayor or governor of Oklahoma.
Mayor put a bounty of Oklahoma.
A mayor of Oklahoma put a bounty of $3 million out to catch Bigfoot.
That sounds about right. Well, you know, if you wanted to catch smaller creatures, you might be able to talk to our favorite engineer, Mark Rober, who has apparently created a squirrel-proof obstacle course to keep his nuts protected.
Oh my gosh, I've seen this.
What a science-y thing.
I'll pull up a little bit about how it works, but here, there's a video of the squirrel kind of running around.
He gives them all names, all the ones that try, because they keep coming back. And so he actually has test subjects that return as he increases the complexity of his traps.
So they learn.
I'm on
think
team
about,
Fat Gus.
I'm kind of thinking this topic really belongs in a different category. Kind of disappointed that you've got something so...
So sciencey?
It's not very sciencey in science.
This is an experiment on how to train squirrels. I don't see how this isn't science, Brian.
This is science.
I am impressed with this one and his last video on how quickly they actually learned. I want to know how many failed attempts, but you can definitely tell from take to take that there is recognition and they just skip parts of it knowing that it's not a problem and just keep moving. Like they learn that, yep, this is how I get through the tunnels or the vents, the air vents that I have to crawl through. Although I don't think they figured out how to lower the cage to get out of the,
I don't know. I've got a real squirrel problem at work. They've disabled the truck by chewing up wires. They took out our chiller by chewing up wires. I don't know. They're pretty smart.
Like a great article. This sounds like a great article.
Maybe
a very useful one.
Yeah, maybe you should invest in something other than wires. That'd be my recommendation.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking is like, this is really a cool thing to watch. Like, oh wow, neat. They're crawling through these tubes. They're getting stuck in these boxes. How much does it suck when you have to like crawl up on your roof to get the dead squirrel out of the tube that it dies in?
That's why you train.
Probably not the right person to ask. I'm pretty mad about the squirrels where I'm at. So
you train a different squirrel to go get those squirrels. Some of them are trained to get nuts. Some of them are trained to get the dead ones.
You know, when Bigfoot has to catch a squirrel, he doesn't use such an elaborate thing. He's just way smarter than the NASA guy.
Come on.
That seems fair.
Cannibalistic squirrels. That's just far enough for this show.
I don't know about that. Cannibals? Whatever.
Or is it?
Well, you know, something that you might not do with your neighbors is hang out on a roof, but maybe you want to share your internet with them, which is what Amazon devices will soon do automatically for you because you're just the world's best neighbor.
Aren't neighbors already trying to share your internet illegally?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, if you've ever sat in your house and been like, hey, how many other people's Wi-Fi networks can I get on? I mean, Amazon has just opened it up as a free-for-all now. No more hiding behind a, hey, what's your password, neighbor?
Yeah, this is a bunch of bullshit here. What Amazon devices are doing this?
So the way I understand it, so I remember reading about this a while ago, and it's by default Amazon and devices, including the Alexa, Echo, Ring, security cams, outdoor light, motion sensors, and tile trackers will enroll you automatically in the system. It's called Amazon Sidewalk. And what it does is it will basically take a portion of your Wi-Fi, a portion of your internet, and fraction it off to give other people access to that internet, basically. So it's kind of creating its own little mesh wireless network to kind of extend your own network is how they kind of promote it. They're like, hey, you know, as you walk down your sidewalk, you know, you're on your Wi-Fi or whatnot, and isn't it great that you still have Wi-Fi even though you're like a block and a half from your house? Well, it's sharing through your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
I don't like this.
No. Not cool.
This reminds me of the Walmart commercial where the Walmart people come into your home and put the groceries away for you. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. I mean, nope, it certainly, it sounds like a good idea in theory, but I mean, there's a ton of just privacy concerns that people are having issues with here where it's like, you know, first of all, I'm connecting to somebody else's network, and then like that person possibly is using some of their download bandwidth to like support me. So then what happens? Like, it's
Eric.
Really
Eric
weird.
Has a comment. Eric has a comment that I will draw everyone's attention to, but we can't actually read because our video will then get demonetized because of the content of the post. So sorry, Eric, we can't read this one, but anyone who's watching along can just read his comment now.
Wow.
Okay, that was enough time for that. Keep going.
Well, so if you do not want to participate in this awesome experiment by Amazon, you can in fact turn it off. It's pretty simple to do. All you have to do is open up your Alexa app. You have to go to your More and select Settings. And then go to your Amazon account, Amazon Sidewalk, and turn Amazon Sidewalk off. I'll put the instructions up on the screen for everybody. So
I encourage all of our viewers to do this.
As you all do that right now. just make sure you do that and turn it off. But yes, this is not cool.
This is not cool.
and the fact that they're turning it on by default is just like what's weird. Like, I guess the only way to make people adopt it is to turn on these creepy privacy things by default. It's like, hey, you know, we can make communism a thing by having everybody's house unlocked all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
KGB.
KGB who?
You messed it up.
You walked into that one. it's Amazon Sidewalk. That's who's there. yeah, you know, I give this a thumbs down to Amazon. I mean, the fact that they didn't really tell people about it.
I don't get in what world
it,
they would think that people would do this. In what, I mean, who would do this?
People who aren't paying attention.
Oh, okay, so everyone would do this. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's, in theory, the idea is really, really cool if there was still...
We lived in a different world.
No, listen, take a step back here. If you were able to... thank you for taking a step back, literally. if you were able to... make sure that the person's security was protected 100%, but it would p- piggyback your Wi-Fi network so that you did have Wi-Fi up and down your block without anyone else having access to your Wi-Fi, right? It's extending your Wi-Fi for you, and your neighbor's Wi-Fi is extended through your device, and it's just extending that range, but not collecting any data from the people who are using it. But that's not at all what they're doing. They're just now trying to figure out what everyone on your block is shopping for so they can start pushing ads to people around you faster and more readily. So
yeah, I
don't know. I think in theory it could be a really, really cool thing, but
if that's the case, then I can't wait. I'm pretty sure Google's going to come out with their own version next year. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Thumbs down.
Yeah, so something that isn't going to die, though, unlike Amazon Sidewalk, is Microsoft's Windows 10 X. We never knew ya. So long and goodbye.
What? That was a thing?
Yeah.
It never saw the light of day.
It never came out. But Windows 10 X, which was the operating system that was supposedly going to bring Windows, I think really bring Windows to ARM, isn't it, Dave? Wasn't that kind of its thing? Yeah. Again, for the second time.
I mean, Windows 8 was on ARM, and then it wasn't. And then,
So, apparently Microsoft is now confirming that, it's not going to come out after all. Just kidding.
What?
So, how is Apple
the only one who's figured out how to manage building an entire infrastructure on ARM?
They're not.
Android. That's a good question.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
How come Apple is the only one that's been able to figure out how to do that? There's a company
called Google that has this operating system. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called Android.
He probably hasn't. He has an iPhone.
And that's on ARM as well, Dave? So they stole this from
the wrong
phone? So Android stole this idea from Apple?
Exactly.
Definitely.
You'd think they'd be upset machine. About that.
The marketing machine works again.
What's in the future of Windows then? So is Windows going to go? They skipped their 10X died. So what are they headed to next? Do we know?
Well, we're just on Windows 10 for forever until the next best one comes out, which is apparently later this year.
I hope that's the name of their next operating system, just Windows 10 forever. It goes Windows 10, Windows 10 forever, and then that's it.
When's the Windows 10 Infinity? No, Windows 10 Infinity.
They just never change the name of it. They continue to update it, but you never get an iteration number. It's just like, hey, we pushed out a new update.
Oh.
No, never,
what if they just get rid of the 10? What if they get rid of the 10 and go Windows Infinity?
I mean, it can't be any worse than saying that your operating system is operating system 10, but it's also 11. I mean, I can't think of anybody else who's ever done that around here.
Yeah, Apple.
No, wait, Apple just wanted to jump ahead. OS X, right? It's still just 10.
I think they dropped the X now on the latest version, I thought.
Now they just go operating system.
Because they just kind of were like, oh yeah, it's actually just an X, not a 10, even though it was a 10. But, you know, I'm going to say thumbs up for getting rid of multiple versions of Windows that we don't need. So
yeah, I think Windows Infinity should be the next name.
Sure.
I like that. Thumbs up for that.
I hope they hire you to name the next version of Windows.
What was the Dunder Mifflin thing about in Dunder Mifflin Infinity, or what did they do?
Oh yeah,
Mifflinity.
No, Infinity. They did something Infinity. Was it with the triangle? Was it the triangle tablets that were?
No,
terrible?
That wasn't the tablets. That was it was Ryan's internet thing.
Was that where you could?
No, hold on.
Oh, that.
You know, I'm going to go back to the Amazon stuff real quick here. Eric asks if he does not have an Alexa or other Amazon device. Do you have to worry about this? And the answer to that is no, yes. You do not.
You do need to worry about it because they're going to be tethering off of your Wi-Fi, whether you have a device or not, eventually.
This is not true.
That is absolutely not true.
Hey, I don't understand what's going on with this article at all, guys. So,
what is it Wi-Fi? Windows. I want Windows to call their next thing Windows 100 times forever 100 times.
What?
No.
Infinity is more than that.
Yeah, Dunder Mifflin Infinity was the sales portal that Ryan Howard set up, and then he had everyone report their over-the-phone sales as website sales to commit fraud so that their shareholders would believe that the website was doing better than it was. And that's how he lost his job.
Dunder Mifflin Infinity. Well, yeah, Windows Infinity is a great idea.
That might be what happens to these scientists. They might lose their job because they drilled too far into the core of the Earth.
Off the coast of Japan? Weird.
What were they drilling for?
They were just drilling Godzilla. To drill the world's deepest hole in history.
So why are they upset that they went down too far?
Yeah, they did. They succeeded.
What?
Why?
I don't mind the why. I mean, sure, drill the world's deepest hole in the water. I just don't get if they were going for the deepest, why are they upset that they went down too far?
Well, they're not upset. They're very pleased. I just think that somebody might fire them for unleashing demons on the Earth. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's where demons live.
They released.
Oh, so this is another setup for. No, they released Godzilla. Yeah. He's off the coast of Japan. Come on, guys. This is how he comes back.
Or is this what starts...
you can see claws coming out.
The robots, where we have to design those big giant robots that people command, you know?
Gundam!
Yeah. Mech Warriors.
No, Gundam Mech. Pacific Rim.
Is Godzilla as big as... Is he as big as the depth of this hole, which is apparently 26,000 feet deep?
He probably only needs a little bit of something to get into wherever he's buried so that he can... He just needs a little crack. I mean, just a little sliver to get out of where he's at.
Actually, Godzilla is
only about 400 feet tall.
They're not getting him out. They're actually probably planting an egg. Somebody grew an egg of Godzilla, and they have to put it in the core of the Earth in order for it to hatch.
Does Godzilla ever fight a monster in the water? I mean, like a water-based monster. I know he fights Mothra and Mega Godzilla and a couple other things, but I'm just trying to think, is there the one that's in the water? Well, no, like a fish, like a whale or something, like a shark or two-headed shark or something like that.
Megalodon.
No, not really.
I don't know.
I feel like if anyone would know this, Eric would know this. Godzilla.
Well, you know, that's pretty crazy. I can't believe they're going to release Godzilla. That's just ridiculous.
23,000 feet is a long ways down.
26,000 feet.
26,000 feet is a longer way down.
Good.
That's impressive.
I wish Matt was here to tell us how big that was.
Why doesn't Matt come around and tell us? I don't really understand how deep this is. I mean, it seems like it's a long ways down, but I don't quite get it. I mean, so what are they saying will happen if they go down too far, other than Godzilla?
Nothing. That's it.
But the article says they're tempting fate.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Everything is tempting fate.
I love how, like, Brian's, like, really intent on, like, figuring out what's going on here, and the rest of us are like, oh, wow, they dug a hole. Blaine's like, yeah, nothing. There's nothing to be interested in here. Brian's like, but tell me about the hole. How big was it?
Well, they kept filling up with water, so, I mean, how do they even know?
That's only fair. But, you know, something that also has a big hole is something in your intestines that you may be able to breathe through,
your butt?
According to an experiment. Maybe. Yes. Apparently, a bunch of scientists have done an experiment, and they found out that mammals can not only breathe through their lungs, but in extreme cases, they can also breathe through their buttholes.
I did not want to know this.
Wait, who can breathe through their butthole?
I guess what kind of researchers are doing this? Japanese.
Japanese? Is this in conjunction with the whole drilling thing?
Yes.
They drill holes
to the bottom of the ocean so that these pigs can breathe through their butts.
Wait, to see if the earth can breathe through its butt.
The earth isn't the man.
I don't know anything about geology, so I'm just...
Wow.
Blaine, these are the best topics you've ever had. I mean, you started off with Bigfoot, and you ended up with pigs breathing out their butts. This is amazing. Well, the whole thing was a science episode. I mean, this is amazing. This is wonderful. Captain Science is pleased with your topics tonight. Thank you.
This was specially curated for you, Brian. I'm glad you approved. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You breathe through your butt, so thumbs up for that. If you end up in a situation where you need to know
I get that we're back to like the last thing where Blaine's trying to move off of this topic, but I'm just wondering, so if a pig farts, is that pig breathing, inhaling, exhaling? What's going on there?
It's like a burp.
So
wait, so pigs can burp out their butts?
Pigs can burp out their butts.
Pigs can bring out, breathe out their butts. Pigs are disgusting.
Anyway, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week with that.
Eric says that the closest thing to Fish Godzilla is Hedora, and it starts as a tadpole, becomes a fish, then moves to land, and finally it flies. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Why wouldn't it make sense?
Got it. It's good to know.
Well,
definitely handy for Final Jeopardy.
I guess if I were to do a pitch for Elon, it would be that he comes up with a stable platform for Windows to be built to like operate off of, a new Windows operating system. And I want him to name, like, come up with a new naming convention, and I want it to be run off of the new M1 chips only from Apple.
Yes, that is exactly what will happen.
So you want Elon Musk to use Apple products to promote the next Windows upgrade.
Think about this. Over the last 30, 40 years of Apple,
I think that's brilliant.
They've always been building their stuff off of not their own...
Other people's greatness.
Other people's greatness. And now I want other people to build their stuff off of Apple's greatness. And I want Elon to be behind all of it. Tim Cook's got his hands full with...
I love it.
I don't know, whatever he's doing, making videos for Apple. You're going to die, Logan.
I love it.
Nah, I'm not.
You might.
I have a pitch.
All right. I don't even... All right. Silas wants I think Windows...
I like Silas.
Windows on Mac. Got it.
Sure. Okay.
So we have a lot of
what do you got, Brian?
Well, a lot of people have like old VHS tapes.
Yeah, a lot of them
with stuff on them, right? And it's just cumbersome, and so to get them converted to anything else is a chore.
Yeah.
So I want something. Yes. I want Elon to make something small, you know. Just something that you would just clip on the front of a VHS tape and to convert it into digital. I don't want it to be a machine that has to go talk to software, that has to connect to another machine. I just want something you just clip onto the front of the tape and it just and there it goes. It's digital.
Hmm. It's a pretty smart idea.
I like that. I have a lot of questions.
I like it. How big is this thing? Is it? Like
I don't know how to make it work. What's that?
It's like half the size of a VHS tape.
It would be the length of a VHS tape.
Just clips
tape.
On the front.
Just, gotcha. Yeah, just chunk.
Ah.
And then away you go.
You just lift the flap up and then, you know, poke the tape with your finger a little bit and then slide that thing on.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
You lick the tape a little bit. Spit on it. Get it all ready.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Use your greasy fingers, smear it all around. I could see it working where like it connects into the two circles where it spins it. I think if it just snaps in there. So it's smaller than a VCR, but it works with like basically the inside components of the VCR. It just snaps onto it, but it immediately digitizes it. I like that.
I want it to be, I mean, it can be as long as the VHS tape, and of course is wide, but I don't want it to be any thicker than maybe an inch.
Yeah.
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
You know, then you just clip onto it and it just does it.
That seems like
it's Elon, man. Just, like, he'll figure it out. He's going to Mars. He can make VHS tapes into... I don't want to solve it for him. I just want him to do it.
Yeah, I love how anytime we come up with a pitch, we're all like, yeah, that sounds great. And every time Brian comes with a pitch, we're like, yeah, but how does it work? You know, we're pitching these to Elon. And we want him to actually pick one of these up. And your idea seems like the one that we're going to nitpick to make sure that it actually gets picked up.
I don't get why.
But maybe because having said that, I do have a few thoughts. I come up with some
good ideas. Having said that.
So could this technology be transferred to things like tapes instead of a VHS, like a cassette tape?
Oh, sure. Why not? You bet. Sure, not?
Or a reel-to-reel
8-track
film.
It even works for, you know, those slide projectors.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Next
or just
slide.
Like a box of next slide.
That makes lots of slides.
I like it. I feel like if you could have some a compact way to do this efficiently and quickly, just to get it onto a digital medium, I see that there's possibilities there. Mm. Nice work, Brian.
Thanks, Dave. It means a lot.
Dude, this is terrible.
You know, I think for my pitch, I'm going to pitch, you know, Mr. Musk probably dealing with this in the office or at home. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never been to his house.
Really?
Where you're trying to display your computer screen on another device. Maybe you want to do it wirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he should come up with a better wireless display technology than anything we have today.
Oh, do you mean like Sidecar on Apple?
That actually works.
Sidecar on Apple?
That doesn't actually work.
It works great.
It has to work on every device, on every computer.
Yeah.
Sidecar does work on every device, on every computer. No. That's Mac. You guys trying to reinvent the wheel.
That's exactly the opposite of every device.
That's Mac.
There you go. He should just do that. Make it happen. And it can connect to like a bunch of different displays at once. You can connect to like 10 different displays at once.
That would be cool. That'd be really cool. Because then you could like... You could use that Amazon technology from earlier in the piece, and you could connect to all of your friends' TVs up and down the block, and then you could like take over and display a slideshow from one of those decks that has been digitized.
That's an awesome idea.
Brian's idea.
Perfect. If we shared Wi-Fi, I can make everyone watch the same thing I'm watching.
perfect.
With this TV technology you're talking about, Blaine, this is amazing. I love it.
I like this idea.
We fixed it. Yo, Brian, here's my idea. We can just make it work together. Maybe he can build it one device that does both.
Yeah, I mean, why not? He's going to Mars, for crying out loud. He should be able to do this.
All right.
Although, Dave, you know, he hasn't actually gotten to Mars yet.
No.
So,
Good point.
Giving him too much credit.
How many people do you know who say that they're going to Mars and believe it?
Lots of people. Oh, I don't know about whether I believe them or not, but they believe it. I'm sure there's plenty of people that think they're going to Mars. They also probably think that they're the Queen of England, that type of thing. So,
only.
All right. Well,
All right. Logan, Dave, you guys got a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
Yeah, I got one. Oh, God.
I'd like a machine that adjusts me without me having to adjust myself.
Talking about chiropractic?
No, he's talking about his
pain. I thought he was talking about something else. That's exactly it. A machine that adjusts me all on its own.
I was just told that I'm too loud.
It's maybe portable and fits in your pocket.
Yep, that's exactly where it goes.
Great. I give this literally nothing. I'm not commenting on it with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I'm just going to brush right.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Are we talking about chiropractic adjustment or adjusting your pants? I can't. Which
nothing
distracted.
Has been specified.
I was just like too loud, and so I was just responding.
Nothing has been specified.
Just it's like I didn't specify babies were had to die.
You're bringing that up again?
No.
You just brought it up again.
Shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think if it's a chiropractic adjustment, I think it's
a great adjustment. And move on.
Dave, do you have a pitch
for my idea?
Dave, do something positive now, okay?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Then vote on my idea.
Eric says that you're too loud, Brian.
Brian, I can hear you all the way over here.
Oh my gosh.
All right, with that, I'm going to call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you watch this live, it is Tuesday night, in case you didn't know. But if you want to check out all of our past episodes, you can check us out on not YouTube, and maybe go to councilcast.org or iTunes, maybe your favorite podcatcher, if we ever decide to upload some more episodes.
I love how you said we could listen to all of the back episodes when right now it's some of the back episodes.
I mean, it's most of them. It's over 150 episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of content to get through.
If you get through all of those, just email us at idontcare@councilcast.org and I'll send you the rest.
Perfect.
or connect.
Use your neighbor's Wi-Fi to watch us.
And make sure you use your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
You can also
check us out on Twitter at Real Councilcast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Man.